And Carter says, God, I hope to her, said, she says she'd always wanted to see Arkansas. She's on her way to Hot Springs, and she'll come by here. Well, they were just going around. She has school teacher. I'm going to go over to Hot Springs. Uncle Horace said, well, is it like you, I know you've heard and read. And she said, oh, yeah, I've read things about Arkansas. But she said, I didn't believe half of it.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've come through, I don't believe none
of it. Okay.
Well, now, this man that you were telling me about, she might have read that, that's like you were talking about. Now, he actually, I wanted to get that on the tape. Now, that man, about this book that you were telling me about that came through.
Yeah, he come through here all right, and through the state. I don't know this poor, but he went through these Ozarks.
Yeah.
He crossed this here bottomland country. He don't go far down here till you run into the swamp showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And he must have crossed from Memphis, crossed through there, and it was a swamp from Memphis across, except a few ridges, till he hit the Ozarks or the Washita Mountain. Do you know enough about Arkansas to know that the Ozarks only runs to the Arkansas River?
No, I didn't know that, no.
Well, when you cross the Arkansas River, it's the Washita Mountains.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And he must have crossed through one or two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember a few things about it, and not too many. Well, at least one thing you'll see in the book. He came up to this man's house, a log cabin, and he's sitting out playing the fiddle, and the roof was off his house. And he said to him, he said, mister, which way does this, where's this road go? And he said, it ain't been nowhere since I've been here. And then he said to him, he said, mister, why don't you cover your house? And he said, when it's dry, I don't need it, and when it's raining, I can't. Now this, it made it appear that fellow just sat and played a fiddle all the time. That's all he does. Well, another thing in it,
he wrote this all?
He wrote this. And another thing I remember, he was out in these Ozarks of the Washita ones, and I used to think of it as the Ozarks, I don't know which one, but one of them. And he got up on a mountain, and he seed an old gray horse a-jumping, and he'd jump over here, and then jump back. And he'd say, well, what's that old fool done?
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets over there, he's trying to jump in the cornfield. And he's jumping over it all the time. This made it appear that the fields and land was just so gnar that the horse couldn't jump in the field.
Yeah.
He jumped plumb over. Now, I just such wit as that. That's the way the book was made.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one of it's called the Slow Trains Through Arkansas. And of course, when the first railroads was built through the state here, they did run slow. And back in the eastern states, this man must have been a well-schooled man. But he went through the state, and he went back and wrote that book, and sold enough, I guess, he made him a rich man. But it had a bad effect on him. And he'd tell in the in the book, he had another thing he told. It said, in the fall of the year, they catch the pigs up, and they hold them up on a pole to eat the simmons off the tree, to fatten them. Now, this to that...
I don't believe that.
No, he wasn't, and he... there was... people did believe a lot of that, you see, they... And if they... All that... They'd kid me and Edward, and you take brother, had a brother. And we lived down in Texas. This family that we lived on the place, they had a grown daughter, and that's all. Well, she'd read them books. She was raised down there. She believed about two-thirds of that, I think. And lots of people did.
Well, have other people